Hello, my name is Terrell. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Hey, Terrell.
Hey, where are you calling
are you
to
real?
Find a testing site?
You're a real person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's
cool.
the reason for your call today?
You sounded almost. Yeah, so I'm calling. My dad is over 75 years of age, who lives in Jefferson County in Birmingham.
Yeah.
He hasn't been called to get his vaccination yet, and I wanted to make sure that he had not been overlooked, or if we could see about getting him vaccinated as quickly as possible. He has a heart condition, so he is kind of immunosuppressed, and he's over the age of 75. And I just wanted to get an idea of where Jefferson County is as far as their administering of the vaccination. Like, are they below 75 now? Like, are they doing 65 years and older? Or how can I find out if my dad was overlooked or if he was contacted and he didn't respond either via email or phone? I'm just trying to see if I could get some further information. I live out of state, so I can't be there at this point to really find out exactly what's going on with him.
Now, did you say he pre-registered, or did he already get his at the Jefferson County?
No, I went online and I found out that Jefferson County required a registration form to get the COVID vaccination, which we helped them do. That was a little over 2 weeks ago. He had a shoulder surgery, so his doctor was not wanting him to get vaccinated at that particular time until he recovered from his surgery, which he now has. But he has been registered through the county of Jefferson County, because I went online and found out that Jefferson County, I believe, had a one-page registration form that needed to be signed, which we've done that. I don't know if he's registered through the state of Alabama or if he even needs to be, but I do know he's registered, you know, with the Jefferson County affidavit.
Okay. Yeah, if he already registered with them, now it might be best to try to contact them if you wanted to ask other questions, but there's other places I can give you too.
Well, we're just obviously trying to get him vaccinated now because of his age, and my mother, who's, you know, also the same age, but she lives in Atlanta, has already been vaccinated on her second shot. And I feel like he could have been missed, or maybe he didn't respond to an email, possibly. I mean, he's a little older, but I'm just trying to follow up and find out, is there any information that you guys could share with me to see where he is in line, if he's on the list, if there's other phone numbers I can call, I would gladly take them. But yeah, I'm kind of just trying to help him, really.
Okay. Yeah, I see the Jefferson County Health Department number. I could give that to you whenever you are ready.
I'm ready.
205-933-9101.
Okay. So you work for the state?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, for the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
So does he have to get vaccinated in Jefferson County? Or, for example, I'm in New York right now, and basically our hospitals, if they have a surplus of vaccinations at the end of each day, for example, this past Saturday, they had 31 free vaccinations available for people because they needed to vaccinate, and for whatever reason, people didn't make their appointments or they had a surplus, so they just allowed people to sign up and wait and get vaccinated. Does my father necessarily have to get vaccinated in Jefferson County if that's where he lives? Can he go someplace
else? No, not necessarily.
They have shot?
Yeah, he could go wherever or throughout Alabama to get it, wherever he would like to drive to.
Okay, so I'm wondering, how would he find out where shots are being administered that he would qualify for based on his age?
Yeah, and I can help you with that. And
okay,
there's a few places in Jefferson County. And may I ask the city he resides?
Birmingham.
Okay, I see Birmingham Brookwood Medical Center. That's at 2010 Brookwood Medical Center Drive.
Brookwood Medical Center?
Mm-hmm. Let me gather the telephone number for you.
Okay, and then it's off Brookwood Medical Drive.
Yeah, Brookwood Medical Center Drive in Birmingham, 35209.
Center Drive, Birmingham, 35209.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you by any chance have that phone number?
Yes, sir. 205.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And 877-1000. And
great.
I could gather others. Then there's Encompass Health Lakeshore Rehab. And then there's Grandview Medical Center in Birmingham.
Is there any way, do you have that? Is there any way that I could receive an email list of this?
Actually, you can visit our website. No, I couldn't send an email. I wish I did. But I could give you the a website, ADPH.
Right now I'm on the Alabama Public Health website. Is that yours?
Yeah, does it say
AlabamaPublicHealth.gov?
No, it should say ADPH.org. Do you see that? AD, Alabama, and then D for department, and then P, public, and then H for health, and then .org.
I'll go to that right now and just see.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just going to make some calls and see if I can get an appointment.
Yeah, there's a trove of information there. Yep, or cdc.gov.
Okay, thank you so much for your help. I'll just I'll go to these websites and see if I can start beating the bush.
Okay, you could call us back if you need other places too, okay?
Great, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, and thanks for calling Department
Bye-bye.
Of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.